It's so good to be reminded, no matter how long you've been a believer, it's so good to be reminded that our main problem was that we did not have Jesus. And when he saves us, he corrects that main problem by giving us Jesus. That we desire Jesus. We live in a very dark world, as we talked about earlier, and the reason the world that we live in is in so much danger is because they don't have Jesus. And we must speak of Jesus, and we must be filled to overflowing with love for Jesus. Our children need to see that. Our spouses need to see that. Our friends, our family need to see that. We need to experience that together, an overflowing love for Jesus. So praise God for God saving us to himself through his son Jesus, so we get Jesus. This morning we have, as we finish up our time together, we have 15 who will be coming forward for church membership at Grace Bible Church. And we'd like to always take a little bit of time just to explain why we have a formal church membership process at Grace Bible Church. Formal church membership was initiated by the elders of Grace Bible Church years ago with the hopes of doing a couple of things, of promoting the unity of the members of the body and for the protection of its members. So formal church membership in our minds is a tool that we hope promotes the unity of the body, and we hope it's a tool to help protect the members of the body by doing one thing primarily, and that is by removing assumptions about what the leadership of this church believes. We don't want anybody in the body to just be making assumptions about what the leadership of the church believes and why we do what we do and what we practice. But we also want to remove assumptions between members. We don't want you on this side to be making assumptions about what somebody over there believes and vice versa. So we want to remove assumptions, and our hope is that as we do that, we promote unity as members of the body, and we also protect one another. Formal church membership also helps us positively identify what are the key biblical convictions that we live by as a church, and it also helps us to formally set out our church's doctrine, what we believe and what we teach in front of people. So that we can agree upon that together as members. So then we can unite our lives and our fellowship, and we can protect ourselves through commonly committing ourselves to these key beliefs, biblical convictions, and practices. And we have a 4-week membership class that serves to accomplish this goal together. And each of these this morning who are coming forward have completed that membership class. They've also had an elder interview with one of the elders, and they have testified to their faith in Jesus Christ and their repentance toward Jesus Christ alone. And so the elders unanimously recommend each one of these 15 for membership in this body. And so all that is left for us to do with these 15 is have them come up and sing a little song. And we'd like to throw a little curveball in there on them. Find out what their commitment to this body is really all about. No. We have only one thing left to do, and that is to have them come up so you can see who they are, and then we're going to recite together our church's covenant. And I want to explain to you what our church covenant is. You'll see it up on the overhead, or overhead. That dated me big time. The PowerPoint. Eric, don't laugh so loud. Everybody then... We'll have that up for you so you can see that on the screen up there. Our covenant is a summary of how the gospel says that we should view this church and how we should live with each other according to the gospel. That's all it is. It's just a way for us to communicate how we believe the gospel says we should live with one another. And so reading it out loud together allows us to have an opportunity twice a year to renew kind of our commitment to each other, remind ourselves, oh yeah, that's why we fellowship here. It also, in reading it out loud, it gives us an opportunity to do something that we don't normally get to do, and that is visibly express who the membership of this body is. Right now, you would just kind of have to guess who's, you know, has formalized their membership here. And so we want to have an opportunity, as we stand and read this together, to express visibly our membership and our unity together around the gospel. Our heart in doing this in a moment, as you stand and read, as the formal members in this church stand and read, our heart is not to make any of you who have not done that yet feel guilty or feel awkward. Many of you are visiting today, and that's not our intent at all. And we also recognize that not everyone in this church is at the same place where they're ready to formally commit themselves in membership to this church. And so current membership, as you stand, I just ask you to remember that not everybody is where you are, and so you can just stand humbly and as you do that. And so our heart really is to just to allow our current membership to show their unity with these new members who will be standing up here. So our intent is not to offend anyone. If this does create an offense for you at any point, please just come talk to me. I'd love to listen and hear what you're thinking and talk with you. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the joy of being together. And we thank you for the joy of being able to hear these things that we've heard today about your son Jesus. And we remind ourselves that really he is the core of everything that we are. Without him, we would not be here. It would make no sense without him to be called the body of Christ. So Lord, we rejoice in your son Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you have done for us personally in him, and thank you for what you have done for us corporately in him. And we pray, God, that you would receive much glory as we humbly strive to live for you and you alone, and as we rely upon your grace and your goodness in the gospel towards us. Father, I pray that you would do what only you can do in each life here. Father, where repentance is needed, where forgiveness of sin must be applied for the first time, only you can do that, and we plead with you to do so. And where relationships need to be reconciled and where forgiveness needs to be extended, God, make us quick to do that with each other. We thank you for this day, and we pray, Lord, that you would bless our fellowship afterwards, that we would truly live in the enjoyment of what you have given to us in each other. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.